ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजलाशलाकाय चक्षुरुं मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। ओके, सो लास्ट टाइम लास्ट क्लास वी वर नॉट एबल टू कंप्लीट द क्लास एंड आई थिंक वी डिड फ्यू वर्सेस, सो द रिकॉर्डिंग certain verses will not be it will be skipped. So last class we had reached till verse number 101 or something, I don't remember that, but so now we'll start today from 132, so fourth chapter Buddha Lila, 132 verse. ভারতীয় গ্রামে গেলা সে কৃষ্ণ শিরলানা, হাতে হাতে বুলে মাধব পুরীকে চাহিনা। ভারতীয় ক্লোজিং দ্য ডোর গ্রামে টু দ্য ভিলেজ গেলা ভেন্ট সে দ্যাট শির পট অফ সুইট রাইস লানা টেকিং হাতে হাতে ইন এভরি স্টল বুলে ওয়াক্স মাধব পুরীকে টু মাধবেন্দ্র পুরী চাহিনা কলিং। Closing the door of the temple, he went to the village with the pot of sweet rice. He called out in every stall in search of Madhavendra Puri. Okay, শিরলা এ আর নাম মাধবপুরি, তোমা লাগি গোপীনাথ শির কৈলা চুরি। শিরলা গে লাহা টেক দ্য পট অফ সুইট রাইস, এ দিস ইয়ার হুজ নাম নেম মাধবপুরি মাধবেন্দ্রপুরি, তোমা লাগি ফর ইউ ওনলি গোপীনাথ দ্য ডিটি অফ লর্ড গোপীনাথ শির দ্য সুইট দ্য পট অফ সুইট রাইস কৈলা ডেড চুরি স্টিল। Holding the pot of sweet rice, the priest called, will he, whose name is Madhavendra Puri, please come and take this pot. Gopinath has stolen this pot of sweet rice for you. The difference between absolute truth and relative truth is explained here. Lord Gopinath has openly declared herein that he is a thief. He had stolen the pot of sweet rice and this was not kept a secret because his act of stealing is a source of great transcendental bliss. In the material world, theft is criminal. But in the spiritual world, the Lord's stealing is a source of transcendental bliss. Mundane rascals who cannot understand the absolute nature of the personality of God are sometimes called Krishna immoral, but they do not know that his seemingly immoral activities, which are not kept secret, afford pleasure to the devotees. Not understanding the transcendental behavior of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, these rascals slur his character and immediately fall into the category of miscreants. Rascals lowest among men, demons and those who knowledge is taken away by the illusory energy. Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, Namam Duskati Namuddha Prapadyante Naradama Mayaya Partha Jnana Asuram Bhavam Ashrita. Those miscreants who are grossly foolish, who are lowest among mankind, who knowledge is still my illusion and who partake of the artistic nature of demons, do not surrender unto me. Mundane rascals cannot understand that whatever Krishna does, being absolute in nature, is all good. This quality of the Lord is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. One may consider certain acts of supremely powerful person to be immoral by mundane calculation, but this is not actually the case. For example, the sun absorbs water from the surface of the earth, but it does not absorb water only from the sea. It also absorbs water from filthy sewers and ditches containing urine and other impure substances. The sun is not polluted by absorbing such water. Rather, the sun makes the filthy place pure. The devotee approaches the personality of Godhead for an immoral or improper purpose. Nonetheless, becomes purified. The God does not become infected. In Srimad Bhagavatam 10.29.15, it is stated that if one approaches the Supreme Lord even out of lust, anger or fear, kamam krodham vayam, he is purified. Gopis, being young girls, approach Krishna because he was a beautiful young boy. From the external point of view, they approach the Lord out of lust. and the Lord dance with them at midnight. From mundane point of view, these activities may appear immoral because a married or unmarried young girl cannot leave home to mix with a young boy and dance with him. Although this is immoral from the mundane point of view, the activities of the gopis are accepted as the highest form of worship because it was Lord Krishna whom they approached with lusty desire in the dead of night. But these things cannot be understood by non-devotees. One must understand Krishna in Tattva. One should use his common sense and consider that if simply by chanting Krishna's holy name one is purified, how then can the person Krishna be immoral? Unfortunately, mundane fools are accepted as educational leaders and are offered exalted posts for teaching irreligious principles to the general populace. This is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam 7.5.31. Andha yathandhare paniya mana. Blind men are trying to lead other blind men. Due to the immature understanding of such rascals, common men should not discuss Krishna's pastimes with the gopis. Non-devotees should not even discuss his stealing sweet rice for his devotees. It is warned that one should not even think about these things. Although Krishna is the purest of the pure, mundane people think of Krishna's pastimes that appear immoral, themselves become polluted. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, therefore, never publicly discussed Krishna's dealings with the gopis. He used to discuss these dealings only with three confidential friends. He never discussed Rasila publicly, as the professional reciters do, although they do not understand Krishna or the nature of the audience. However, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu encouraged the public chanting of the holy name on a huge scale for as many halls as possible. Okay. So why does Krishna perform such kind of immoral activities? So because it is very confusing, bewildering, and people are misunderstanding, and because of that they are committing offenses, then why does the Lord perform these kind of activities? What is the reason?
For his pleasure, Prabhu.
Huh?
For his pleasure.
For his pleasure. Okay. But I think you have to also explain from the tattva point of view. So there are two concepts are there. The apar vichar and the tattva vichar. Tattva vichar has, so without understanding the tattva vichar, it is very difficult to appreciate the apar vichar. So apar vichar is from the point of view of the lila, and tattva vichar is from the point of view of his supreme absolute nature and position. So if you, so now for his pleasure means basically it is for lila purpose. Okay, for the pleasure of devotees, for the Lord's pleasure, that is from lila point of view. But from the tattva point of view, we have to explain from that, because others cannot understand the pastimes of the Lord. So why does Krishna perform such kind of leelas?
You mean from the tattva aspect?
Yeah. Swati Madhuri, you'd like to say something?
Prabhuji, like from mundane point of view, it might be immoral, but spiritual point of view.
Huh?
From mundane point of view, it might be immoral, Prabhuji, but the activities that Lord performed, like spiritual point of view, it is not immoral.
Yeah, so that is the question, that you have to convince others how from spiritual point of view, the activities are all moral. And obviously, Prabhupada is giving some reasons here.
No, Prabhuji, you are not asking why.
Ha, okay. Krishna is the supreme controller.
But Guruji,
yeah, so
your question was not, your question was not why it is not immoral. Your question is why he is performing it. What is the reason for him to perform this activity? Netatva reason.
Yeah, but that basically, what does that mean? You have to explain according to the tattva. Then only people can understand. So here I am saying that why is Krishna performing such kind of activities? So when I'm saying why he's performing such activities, that obviously means why he's performing immoral activities. You know, because moral activities can be appreciated by everyone. Like Lord Ramchandra, he only performed moral activities. So he is appreciated by everyone. But Krishna's character is not actually understood properly. So obviously, because Krishna is performing a lot of immoral activities in his pastimes, and not just with the gopis, but even in Mahabharata also, a lot of diplomacy, a lot of politics, so many things are there. And, you know, Krishna also lies. Then, so according to pamphlet circumstances, Krishna is actually breaking his own promise also. He lies also. You know, many things Krishna will do, he will do, that generally is, and you know, also marrying 16,108 queens. So Ramchandra was committed to one wife, but Krishna was married to unlimited number of women, right? So all these are moral, immoral activities to, in the Munda point of view. How can we explain from a spiritual point of view? So Swati Madhavi said that, you know, Krishna is the supreme controller, yeah. So in order to establish the fact very clearly that he is the supreme controller, he is the supreme possessor. So basically, because everything belongs to him, that is what he wants to prove, that he is not obliged to follow any rules and regulations. And, you know, a simple reason that everything is belonging to Krishna originally, that's why he has the first right to enjoy these things. Right? So actually we are the ones who are stealing from him and we are trying to exploit. And then obviously we see the result of the enjoyment that Krishna is doing. The result is actually not some kind of disease. The result not some kind of mental imbalance. What is the result? It is only increasing happiness. Right? I mean, in the mundane world, if we try to perform such activities, it will result into what? Disease, you know, and then there will be a lot of problems. You know, you cannot, you know, if you try to dance with other people's wives, it will create a lot of problems. And you cannot, you know, what is the meaning of enjoying actually? So enjoyment, basically, you know, Krishna is enjoying the soul's beauty. He is not enjoying the physical gross body. So first of all, you know, there are Nitya Siddhas who come down from spiritual world. So they don't have gross body. So for them, the soul is the body. So in one sense, we have a spiritual body, which Krishna is enjoying. But there are sadhakas who have attained that kind of perfection, and they are just about to finish their life, you know, in this present life. And then they will go back to Godhead. So they are participating in Krishna's lila, and then they will go back to Godhead. So they might have gross bodies, but, you know, it is mentioned in the Rasalila pastime that the gopis were locked in the house. So because they had some tinge of desires, selfish desires, that is the reason Krishna wanted to actually remove all these desires. And so they gave up their material bodies. You know, the material bodies means they did not give up their lives, but they just gave up the material conception that they had. And then in the next Rasalila, when Krishna performed the next Rasalila, they all participated in that. So what is happening here is, it is purifying and it is bestowing happiness, Shubhada. Like we know from the Nectar of Devotion that, you know, Shubhada means all auspiciousness. Everything is auspicious when Krishna is doing something. So in order to establish the very fact that I am the supreme controller, supreme possessor, and the fact that he's not obliged to anything because everything is coming from him, he owns everything. So then obviously, he has the first right to enjoy these things. And also to prove, see, another thing is to prove that my enjoyment, there is a difference between my enjoyment and your enjoyment. When you enjoy, that will create distress. When I enjoy, that will give happiness. That will create all auspiciousness, right? And then that will also create prema, generate prema in other devotees. So the bliss is actually intensified when Krishna is doing something. When even when Krishna is stealing something, and obviously from now, see, this is from a Leela point of view, but from a Tattva point of view, Krishna is not stealing anything. We are actually the thief because we are stealing Krishna's property. When we say that God is the owner of everything, that means that everything should belong to God. And when he is coming down and he is using it for his own enjoyment, what is wrong in that?
So, Bhavaji, when it is also said that we are his children, and so he, by that relationship, whatever is his is ours also, then how are we are also stealing? When we take something from our father, we are not stealing it.
Yeah,
we are the rightful owners for it.
You steal it when you don't use it for Krishna service. When you engage in his service, then you also have the right to use that. Okay, so that is the difference. That is the difference between why you are here and why one is in the spiritual world. So there in the spiritual world or in the material world who have attained perfection, they engage everything in Krishna service. They see everything connected to Krishna and Krishna consciousness. So that's why we don't say that we are stealing. Okay, because ultimately it is again, like, you know, for example, we are going to the Yamuna, taking bath in Yamuna. Then we take some drops of Yamuna and then offer it back to Yamuna. Right? So we are not stealing from Yamuna. If we are taking Yamuna, some drops of Yamuna, and then using it for our sense gratification, then that's a different thing. So similarly, the material world, when it is used for Krishna service, then we are offering back what we are using to him. So that way it is all connected. So then we are not stealing anything. And that is what the mood of Rupa Goswami also is, that, you know, he suggested, Bhaktisamrita Sindhu, it is mentioned that with one's body, mind and senses, if they engage that in Krishna's service, then even in this life, in this body, they are liberated. They are considered to be liberated. Jivan muktisa uchyate. So their life becomes liberated if they use their body, mind, senses in Krishna's service. Every moment. Okay. So this is, see, and this is very important for God to establish that he is not obliged to anything. Because in the previous incarnations, he did not do that. He actually had respected his, you know, laws. He obliged and he followed his own laws. But at the same time, if you say that God is a supreme mentor, how do you prove it? Or what is the evidence for that? And so God has to do certain activities which is also beyond his obligations. The obligation that it's set. And who is setting the obligations? It is the Lord himself who is setting all the laws and obligations. The scriptures are coming from him. The scriptures are guiding people. Scriptures are saying what should be done, what should not be done. Now, scriptures are coming from him. That means that he is the maker, creator of the scriptures. So, nothing is beyond his control. Everything is within his control. And he can use as he likes. So, he has to establish this fact very thoroughly. That is the reason Krishna Leela is the culmination of all the avatars. The highest form of worship of the Supreme Lord. And another thing is, he also... See, when we talk about leelas, so when these kind of leelas are going on, we also say that that's the reason we have these leelas in the material world. Or you know, it's a perverted reflection of the leelas of the spiritual world. So that's the reason we have stealing in the material world. We have lust in the material world. Everything is perverted. But when it is done for Krishna's pleasure, then it becomes real love. So the Supreme Lord has to establish the fact that he is the Supreme Lord. Otherwise, what will people say? That Lord himself is under obligation of his own laws. Or he is controlled by something, which is obviously not possible. This is contrary to the definition of Bhagwan. This simple thing people, they cannot understand. Another thing is, as I was explaining about the purity of the Lord's pastimes, that... Well, you know, I recollect and remember now that there were 14 questions assigned to the devotees. And I don't know what happened to that. later on. So one of the question was, you know, this also, that how do you prove to someone that the Lord's pastimes are all moral or they are pure? So I think this question was taken by Ujwala Kalandi Mataji. But anyways, so you know, one thing, very interesting thing about this pastime of the Rasleela, that, see, generally Hindus also, who are worshipping Shiva, Brahma, or other demigods, they also criticize sometimes, they do not understand Krishna's pastimes, and they criticize certain pastimes. But we have to see very intimately that in the Rasleela, that all the demigods also specially came to visit. In fact, Shiva wanted to enter the Rasleela and wanted to participate. So then, obviously, when the followers of, you know, if Shiva himself is trying to enter the Rasleela, then his followers should also understand what kind of purity level is there in the pastime. Then Lord Shiva himself is worshipping that pastime. And what to speak of Shiva, even Bhishma Pitama also, he says that Krishna is actually the greatest brahmachari, because he was with millions of gopis, but still it was not affected or influenced by the tinge of sexual desire. So there was no physical connection. See, that is the difference, that when Krishna is enjoying, he is not like experiencing enjoyment through carnal pleasure. He is experiencing enjoyment by exchanging loving reciprocation with the soul. But in the material world, we are experiencing that enjoyment only through carnal pleasure. Right? Nothing else. So all these things are proved by the Supreme Lord. He has to establish these facts, evidences very clearly. And then obviously, see, the Lord also, see, even though sometimes, you know, people might say that, okay, why is Lord even performing such kind of pastimes? You know, there are probably other ways to do it, to explain or to give evidence. But then, on the other hand, if you see, the Lord is also displaying pastimes which ordinary person can never do in his life. So many pastimes, defeating Lord Shiva, then defeating Indra, you know, crushing the ego of Indra, crushing the ego of Brahma, and then lifting over the hill, and then defeating. See, there is not a single enemy of Krishna who defeated Krishna. Krishna was, he always was victorious. Right from the beginning to the end, he was always victorious. And that kind of victory he has achieved, that is also inconceivable. Kind of wars that he has fought, the people that he defeated, these are all inconceivable acts of the Lord. You know, very, very exalted acts. So, obviously, who can pick up Govardhan Hill like that? So, there are many, many activities that Krishna is performing again and again to show that, you know, as a small child, he is like killing Putna, and then he is also awarding liberation to Putna. So, people are not focusing on these pastimes, that if the Lord is doing these things, but he is also doing other things. So, if we combine all the pastimes of the Lord, we'll understand that he is Sampurna, Purna Purushottam Bhagwan, which means that he does everything, everything, whatever you can think of, he does everything. Nothing beyond his, you know, I mean, nothing beyond our imagine, like whatever he does, it you know, it can also go beyond our imagination. So, because we are limited. Okay, so this is a very important concept. Tattva has to be explained first, then leelas will be appreciated and they will be understood properly. Yeah, so it depends on the faith of the people also. It's not necessary that everyone, even if you explain tattva, but some people, they just have the habit of finding faults. So they will keep finding faults. That is the reason Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never discussed Rasleela publicly. So he did Rasleela, but he did through the Harinam Sankirtan. He performed like that, which is a very easy, accessible way, even for an atheistic person. Okay, any question or comment?
No problem.
Yeah, another important point which I have added in the podcast also, because I have covered this question in the podcast. And one point I had added in that is actually the women who had left their houses and they met Krishna in the dead of night, they were actually Krishna's wife. Because the Garg Samhita explains that when Brahma Vimon Leela took place, that time when Krishna expanded himself as Vishnu or Krishna himself in the form of coward boys, so that time what happened? The coward girls, their marriage was performed by their parents. And they got married to all these coward boys. But technically speaking, these coward boys were actually Krishna that time. So basically, these are all these, women who are actually wives of Krishna. So it is like, Garg Samhita is also portraying one particular aspect of the pastime. And then obviously there are acharyas who are also giving different insights into this Rasila pastime. But so for us, it is very important to know that from tattva point of view, even if someone considers these things immoral, but actually all these gopis, they are already married to Krishna beforehand.
But okay. In that case, when they were living with the other gopas, and they came only at the time of Ras Leela to meet Lord Krishna, so they were not living with their husband in that case at that time.
They were, so basically the acharyas explained that they had created replicates of their forms. So one particular set of the forms, they went to Krishna, and one set remained with their husband. Another thing is that they never had any physical contact with their husband. So now, see, again, the concept is the same. Now, who are these coward boys also, whom they got married to? Simple concept. They are expansions of Krishna only. Like, for example, Radharani got married to Abhimanyu. Abhimanyu is who? Abhimanyu is shadow of Krishna. Rather, how can Radharani, when Sita Maiya cannot be touched by Ravana, how can Radharani, who is the source of Sita Maiya, unlimited Sita Maiyas, can be with someone else other than Krishna? It's not possible only. So, again, Abhimanyu was expansion of Krishna only, shadow expansion of Krishna. And so similarly, other coward boys, they are also associated with the expansions of other coward boys. And so basically they are all expansions of Krishna indirectly. Right? So there is no question of getting married to other men, also. Because the purity level is so high that they can't think of getting married to anyone else other than Krishna. You see, all these things are just to facilitate the paramour pastimes of the Lord.
So that means none of those gopis or Radharani had any children out of their so-called societal marriage?
That's a good question. Now see, this is what Acharya explained, that the gopis who were not perfected and who were sadhakas, who were yet to be purified, they had conceived and they got children. Okay. But the gopis who had attained perfection, they actually did not have children. Okay, so they were, they did not have any physical contact with the coward men.
So that means there is no question of Radharani having any children.
Yeah, of course, there is no question of that. So there is, we don't hear that Radharani had son or daughter. I mean, to my knowledge, I don't hear that Radharani had any son or daughter or So this is the thing. So Krishna's pastime, and these are all, it can be understood only by previous acharyas. It can be understood by parampara. That is the reason to understand Krishna is actually the most difficult thing. So that is the reason Krishna says surrender. Without surrendering to Krishna, it is not possible to understand Krishna. And Krishna can only be understood by devotional service. Nothing else. Right? actually no one even saw Krishna. Even those who were present in the sight of Krishna, they did not see Krishna's actual form, because they were that was a shadow or reflection of Krishna. Only by, you know, someone who had developed prema, they only could see Krishna's actual form. Although demons also saw Krishna's form, but they saw actually the reflection of Krishna. They did not see Krishna actually. So what to speak of the gopis having connected with other, you know, having physical contact with other men? Even Krishna cannot be seen by ordinary people, even though he is in his Prakat Leela. He cannot be perceived as he is in his Prakat Leela. Then what to speak of the gopis? It's not possible. Right? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so next, yeah, Rajiv Prabhu, you can continue.
Yes, sir. One before. Shiralana sukhe tumi karaha bhakshane tumasama bhagyavan nahi tribhuvane. Shiralana, taking the pot of sweet rice, sukhe in happiness, tumi, you, karaha do, bhakshane, eating, tumasama, like you, bhagyavan, fortunate, nahi, there is no one, tribhuvane, within the three worlds. Translation, the priest continued, would the sannyasi, whose name is Madhavendra Puri, please come and take this pot of sweet rice and enjoy the prasadam with great happiness? You are the most fortunate person within these three worlds. Sir, here is an example of a personal benediction by Krishna's immoral activity. By Gopinatha stealing for his devotee, the devotee becomes the most fortunate person within the three worlds. Within the three worlds. Thus, even the Lord's criminal activities make his devotee the most fortunate person. How can a mundane rascal understand the pastimes of Krishna and judge whether he is moral or immoral? Since Krishna is the absolute truth, there are no mundane distinctions such as moral and immoral. Whatever he does is good. This is the real meaning of God is good. He is good in all circumstances because he is transcendental, outside the jurisdiction of this material world. Therefore, Krishna can be understood only by those who are already living in the spiritual world. This is corroborated in the Bhagavad Gita 14.26. Mam chayo vyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sogunan samatityai pan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. One who engages in full devotional service, unfailing in all circumstances, at once transcends the modes of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman. One who is engaged in unalloyed devotional service to the Lord is already situated in the spiritual world, Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate. In all circumstances, his activities and dealings with Krishna are transcendental and thus not understandable by mundane moralists. It is therefore better not to discuss such activities among mundane people. It is better to give them the Hare Krishna Mahamantra so that they will be gradually purified and then come to understand the transcendental activities of Krishna.
Yeah, so actually I was also going to share this, but very nicely explained by Prabhupada. That, see, why does Krishna also, like, you know, the same question again, why Krishna performs these activities? Although Krishna knows that he will be reputed as being a stealer or, you know, a lover or, you know, like paramal lover, illicit lover. But he's doing it to give pleasure to his devotees, or he wants to do it for making his devotees popular, famous throughout the world. So again, now the point is that not Krishna is in the enjoying spirit. Now obviously, even if he is in the enjoying spirit, there is nothing wrong in that. He is the supreme enjoyer. Okay, that's one thing. But from here we can actually understand clearly that when Krishna is performing these activities, he is willing to take the blame on himself for the rest of eternity. He is willing to take the name as Kheer Chora Gopinath or Ranchod Rai, you know. So he is willing to take these names. And see, that is the supreme compassion of the Supreme Lord, because he does not care about his own reputation. He wants to give the credit, and he wants to give fame and name to his devotees. That is the reason he is performing these such activities. So this is also another magnanimity of the Supreme Lord, that he is always thinking of the Lord's, of the devotees' glories, and he is not thinking about himself, about his reputation. So, and yeah, of course, Prabhupada also explained that God is good. And obviously, that is actually the real meaning of the word God, that he has to be good in all circumstances. If he is evil or bad in some circumstances, then what is the use of worshipping him? So, in no circumstances can he be evil or bad. That is the reason when Krishna is killing someone, he is loving someone, the result is the same, liberation. From a mundane point of view, it is definitely not the same thing. But from spiritual point of view, it is the same thing. I mean, those who can actually really understand Krishna's activities, and Prabhupada explains here what we discussed, that who can understand Krishna's activities? Only those who have unflinching devotional service for him, unalloyed loving service for him. Bhaktaham vijanati, and then mam vyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate. So, whoever has unflinching devotion and faith in the Supreme Lord, only they can understand these activities. Now, see, it is very interesting that Prabhupada writes, for the people who do not understand Krishna's activities, we have to give them the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, so that gradually they will be purified. So now see, this is the effect and result of chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So Hare Krishna Mahamantra is actually sadhana. It is also the sadhya. It is sadhana when it is going to give us prema. Okay, and when we attain prema, then chanting of Hare Krishna becomes sadhya. Or, basically, there will be a difference between the revelation when you are chanting at the stage of sadhaka and you are chanting at the stage of perfected being. Okay, so, initially, see, that is the reason those who are not surrendered to Krishna, they are given Hare Krishna Mahamantra. That means the goal of Hare Krishna Mahamantra is also finally to surrender to Krishna. And this is what Prabhupada also writes in one purport. I think it is in CC only. He mentions very clearly that Krishna demands sarva dharma parityaja mam ekam sharanam vraja, that surrender to me and then I will reward. But people are so dumb, they are so fallen in Kali Yuga, that it is practically not possible for them to surrender. It's very impossible for them to surrender. And that is the reason they are asked to chant the Hare Krishna Mantra, so that gradually they become purified to this mantra and they surrender to Krishna. So one thing is very clear, the goal of any spiritual activity that we are doing, any limb of bhakti, is actually ultimately making us come to a point where we understand that we have to surrender to Krishna's will, finally. Okay. If the chanting of the Mahamantra and if all the other activities, if that does not lead us to this conclusion or this consciousness, then there is something wrong in our chanting and in our activities. The surrender is the ultimate goal of all these things. So there is, I heard one very nice class by one devotee about pastimes of Jagannath Das Babaji. And so he was explaining that Jagannath Das Babaji, of course, probably you must be aware that he was the devotee who was actually chanting throughout the day and night. And he was chanting 3 lakh names of the Lord, Supreme Lord. He was a Nitya Siddha, of course, the Siksha Guru of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And so when people used to come to Jagannath Das Babaji, even to, genuine people, genuine devotees, they used to come to him thinking that Baba will give us some mantra. that will actually, you know, elevate us in our spiritual consciousness. So they used to go to him. Then the Bab, you know, Jagannath Das Babaji, he did not give any mantra to them. He did not speak anything to them. He just told them that you just go and plant the brinjal, you know, brinjal trees in the field. So people were shocked. You are here coming for bhajan and he is asking us to plant bengan, no, bhajan and bengan. So people were confused, what is happening here? So then they went to Bhaktivinoda Thakur and they told him that, you know, this is what Babaji is telling us to do. So then Bhaktivinoda Thakur said to them that, you know, whatever he says, you do it right away and you don't to go back to him. Otherwise, you will not come to the material world, you will not go to the spiritual world, but you will straight away go to the hellish planets. So whatever he says, you just do that. So then they all went again. And then they asked him that, Babaji, you know, we have a question that why are you asking us to plant these brinjal trees, you know, in the fields? And why not you are not giving us some mantras, Diksha mantra, you know, so that we can chant and we can advance in spiritual. He said that unless and until you understand the spirit of service, how can you chant the holy name? It is not possible. So first, whatever I am saying, do that. Cultivate the mood of surrender and service. Then only you can actually truly chant the holy name. So see, this is a very deep thing, you know, about chanting the Maha Mantra. It is not so, even though it is easy, but then finally, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra has to lead us to this conclusion that finally we surrender to Krishna's will. And obviously, for that purpose, we have other activities also of devotional service. Like, for example, we have hearing from the Guru on a regular basis so that we actually can understand what is the real meaning of chanting Hare Krishna, how we should approach the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, how we should chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, in what mood we should chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And so everything is centered around service. And because in Kali Yuga we forget things, that's the reason we have to repeatedly hear from Guru. We have to repeatedly hear from Guru, Sadhu, Shastra, three of them. So, and that is the main reason why we require a Guru in Kali Yuga, even though we have the holy name. Because when we say that someone is chanting Shudram, so Shudram actually means that you are chanting holy name offenselessly, not only just offenselessly, but in the perfect consciousness, in the perfect mood of surrender and service to the Lord. When you reach that state of chanting, then it is called Shudnam. This is the level of Shudnam. Shudnam means complete surrender to the Lord with complete purity, no offenses. So now in order to reach that stage, we have to hear first. We have to understand what are the offenses, how to avoid the offenses, how to submit ourselves, how to do service. That when it is done repeatedly, you know, because see, in the beginning, we definitely will chant with Nama Parad. And then later on, by hearing repeatedly from Guru, if we are sincere, we'll strive, we make an attempt to get rid of the offenses and also to cultivate the spirit of service and surrender. And so then what will happen? From Nama Parad, will shift to Nama Bhas. You know, so we'll get rid of the offenses gradually. And then finally, in the proper consciousness, with proper devotional sentiments and feelings, we'll take shelter of the holy name. So that becomes Shudnam. Okay. So this is, you know, that is the reason it is actually not so easy. Even though it is said that Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Prabhupada said, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Okay, very, very simple statement, but very deep statement. So chant Hare Krishna and happy, actually only a person who is chanting Shudnam can be happy all the time by chanting the holy name. Okay, that's an ideal standard. You know, obviously we have the Namabhas also, which is also much advanced stage. Even in Namaparas also a person can be happy to a certain extent, but not completely. Some obstacles will be there, some distresses will be there. in his life. Some challenges will be there. So, yeah, so the goal is Shudhanam. So then when we chant that kind of Shudhanam, even one syllable of that Shudhanam will take us back to Godhead. Because then chanting will become continuous. Chanting will become an internal function. Okay, so because we are, when we are completely purified and Krishna conscious, we are always thinking and remembering Krishna. And that means that we are actually chanting, because actually chanting has to lead to smaranam. Right? If you are chanting the holy name and if you don't remember Krishna, or if you don't think of Krishna, then what is the meaning of chanting? So chanting, the best form of remembrance is chanting the holy name. Right? So chanting has to lead to remembrance of the Supreme Lord. And so one, when thinks of Krishna constantly, then he is at the state of Shudhanam. So it has to be obviously study also. Okay, any question or comment?
No.
Okay, next. Eta suni uri gosai parichaya dila shira diya pujari tanre dandavata haila. Eta suni, hearing this, Puri Gosai, Madhavendra Puri, Parichay, introduction, Dila, gave Shira Diya, delivering the pot of sweet rice. Pujari, the priest, Tanre, to him, Ganvat Haila, offered obeisances. Hearing this invitation, Madhavendra Puri came out and identified himself. The priest then delivered the pot of sweet rice and offered his obeisances, falling flat before him. A Brahmana is not supposed to offer his obeisances by falling flat before anyone, because a Brahmana is considered to be the highest caste. However, when a Brahmana sees a devotee, he offers his dandavats. This Brahmana priest did not ask Madhavendra Puri whether he was a Brahmana. But when he saw that Madhavendra Puri was such a bona fide devotee that Krishna would even steal for him, he immediately understood the position of the saint. As stated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Iva Vipra Kiva Nasik Shudra Kena Nyai, Ye Krishna Tattva Veta Se Guru Hai. Madhya Leela 8.128. Had the Brahmana priest been an ordinary Brahmana, Gopinath would not have talked with him in a dream. Since the deity spoke to both Madhavendra Puri and the Brahmana priest in dreams, practically speaking, they were on the same platform. However, because Madhavendra Puri was a senior sannyasi Vaishnava, Paramahamsa, the priest immediately fell flat before him and offered obeisances. So he is actually displaying the proper etiquette. Okay. Next.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Shive Ravitanta Tanve Kahila Pujari Suni Prema Vista Haira Sri Madhava Puri Shive Ravitanta. All the incidents that took place on account of the pot of sweet rice, Tanre to Madhavendra Puri, Kahila explained, Pujari, priest, Suni, hearing, Prem Avista, saturated with love of Godhead, Haila became Sri Madhavendra Puri, Srila Madhavendra Puri. Translation: in the story about the pot of sweet rice was explained to him in detail, Sri Madhavendra Puri at once became absorbed in ecstatic love of Krishna. 37. Prema dekhi seva kar kahe hai ya visnita Krishna ye inhara vasa haya ya to chita. Prema dekhi, see the ecstatic position of Madhavendra Puri, sevaka, the priest, kahe, said, hai ya, being visnita, struck with wonder, Krishna, Lord Krishna, ye that inhara, by him vasa, obliged, haya, it is vithochita, befitting. Translation: upon seeing the ecstatic loving symptoms manifest in Srila Madhavendra Puri, the priest was struck with wonder. He could understand why Krishna had become so much obliged to him, and he saw that Krishna's action was befitting. Perfect. A devotee can bring Krishna perfectly under his control. This is explained to you in Bhagavatam. Ajita Jito Pyasi Pais Trilokyam. Krishna is never conquered by anyone, but a devotee can conquer him through devotional service. As explained in the Brahma Samhita, Videshu Dirlabham Adirlabham Atma Bhaktau. One cannot understand Krishna simply by reading Vedic literature. Although all Vedic literature is meant for understanding Krishna, one cannot understand Krishna without being a lover of Krishna. Therefore, along with the reading of Vedic literature, Swadhyay, one must engage in devotional service of the deity, Archana Vidhi. Together, these will enhance the devotee's transcendental understanding of devotional service. Shravanadi Shuddha Chitte Karaya Udaya. Love of Godhead is dormant within everyone's heart, and if one simply follows the standard process of devotional service, it is awakened. But foolish mundane people who simply read about Krishna mistakenly think that he is immoral or criminal.
Yeah. So here, Prabhupada is also explaining the importance of deity worship, that together these will enhance the devotee's understanding of devotional service. See, actually, deity worship, although it is a pancharatrik marg or it is a vidhi marg, but it can actually also become a spontaneous path. It can also become a rag marg, in the sense that it is, the deities actually, they are more personal representation of Krishna. Krishna is very much personally present in the form of the deity. I mean, especially for sadhakas, for their benefit. So they can relate with Krishna as a person, and they can develop that transcendental feelings of devotion, attachments, sentiments and all that. Because when you have a deity in the house, then you want to talk to him, you want to take care of the deity, you want to share your feelings, you want to share your thoughts, you want to pray to the deities. So you establish a very personal relationship with the deity, and so it immediately brings one to a personal platform of worship of the Supreme Lord. Now, the chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, is, you know, it can, I mean, superficially, it, you know, we can chant the holy name superficially, but we won't realize the personal presence of the Lord in the name unless and until we follow this path of Bhagavat Marg and Panchratik Marg simultaneously. It's very difficult, because, and that is the reason great Vaishnavas, they take actually great pleasure in serving the deities, seeing the form of the Lord every day, and establishing a personal contact with the Lord. Then, when they chant the holy name, the form of the Lord is always embossed, you know, in their heart. So, whenever they chant the holy name, immediately the form of the Lord will actually come in their minds. And that is only possible because you have a personal relationship with the deity. So, it is very important that each and every devotee, they must have a personal relationship with their most favorite deities, or the house deities, whether it is temple deities, but they have to cultivate a personal relationship with the deity, and that also means that you serve the deity. And you serve the deity by, you know, having deities in your house, or at least worshipping the deities in the temple. You know, then that personal relationship is actually maintained. Otherwise, there is a tinge of impersonalism in our relationship. So although we hear so much about Krishna being a person and all that, but unless we cultivate those sentiments for him, we enhance those sentiments, we direct those attachments and sentiments towards the deities, these are all going to be superficial. So that is the reason, very important, the deity worship. So, you know, in one letter, Prabhupada said that just by worshipping the deity throughout the life, the devotee will go back to Godhead. That is the potency of deity worship. If the devotee follows the proper, you know, path of Archana Vidhi, then he will go back to Godhead in this lifetime. And then obviously you know, when you keep advancing in spiritual life, then you also exchange personal leelas with the deities. The deities also start performing pastimes. And the more you advance, the more you come to the state of bhava, then you start seeing, actually you will start seeing Krishna in the deity. Okay, so it becomes more and more refined. Technically speaking, deity worship is not required when the holy name is there. But because we are so fallen, we cannot perceive Krishna's presence in the holy name. That is the reason deity worship has to be incorporated. And Narad Muni actually has incorporated Narada Pancharatra. Okay, so he has given us. And in our sampradaya, most of the devotees, they have worship deities. They have a lot of attachment for their personal deities. So these are all examples. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that if someone chants before the deities every day, then very soon they come to the stage of Nishtha. So it's very, very potent, very powerful. It gives a lot of benefit. Okay. So any comments or questions?
No problem. Oh,
actually my laptop got locked because the battery was almost zero. Now I have again restarted, but somehow I think there is an automated updating system, so that has started now. So I don't know how much time it will again start. So can you read, Prabhu, till that point?
Sure, Prabhuji.
Okay.
Itabari namaskari karila gamana aveshe karila puri se krishira bhakshana. Itabari, saying this, namaskari, offering obeisances, karila gamana, return, aveshe, in ecstasy, karila, did, puri design, say that, shira, sweet rice, bhakshana, eating. The priest offered his obeisances to Madhavendrapuri and returned to the temple. Then in ecstasy, Madhavendrapuri ate the sweet rice offered to him by Krishna. Patra prakshalana kari khanda khanda kaila bahirva se bandhi se ithi pari rakhila. Patra, the pot, prakshalana kari, washing, khanda khanda, breaking into pieces, kaila did. Bahi vase, in his outer wrapper, bandhi, binding, say those, tikari, pieces of pot, rakhila, kept. After this, Madhavendrapuri washed the pot and broke it into pieces. He then bound all the pieces in his outer cloth and kept them nicely. Pratidina ika khani karena bhakshana khaile prema veshahaya adhyuta kathana. Pratidina, every day, ika khani, one piece, karena, does, bhakshana, eating, khaile, by eating, prema vesha, ecstasy, haya, there, is adhyuta, wonderful, kathana, narrations. Each day, Madhavendrapuri would eat one piece of that earthen pot, and after eating it, he would immediately be overwhelmed with ecstasy. These are wonderful stories. Thakura more shira dila loka sabasini dine loka bhidahave mora pratishtajani. Thakura, the Lord, more to me, shira, sweet rice, dila, has given loka, the people, sab all, suni, after hearing, dine, at daytime, loka, of people, bida, crowd, habe, there will be, mora, my pratishtha, pratishtha, fame, jani, knowing. Having broken the pot and bound the pieces in his cloth, Madhavendrapuri began to think, the Lord has given me a pot of sweet rice, and when people hear of this tomorrow morning, there will be great crowds. Sei bhai ratri sheshe chali na shripuri sei khane gopinathe dandavat kari. Sei bhai, fearing that ratri sheshe, at the end of the night, chali la, left shripuri, shrimadhenpuri, sei khane, on that spot, gopinathe, Lord Gopinatha, done the what? Obeisances, kari, doing. Thinking this, Srimadvendra Puri offered his obeisances to Gopinath on the spot and left Yamuna before morning. Chali chali aila puri srinila chala Jagannath dekhi haila premit premitevi bihwala. Chali chali, walking and walking, aila, he reached Puri, Jagannath Puri, Sri Nilachala, known as Nilachala, Jagannatha, dekhi, seeing Lord Jagannath, Haila became premete, in love, Devala, overwhelmed. Walking and walking, Madhendra Puri finally reached Jagannath Puri, which is also known as Nilachala. There he saw Lord Jagannath and was overwhelmed with loving ecstasy. Prema veshe uthe pade hase nache gaya Jagannatha darshane mahasukha paya. Prema aveshe, loving ecstasy, uthe, sometimes stands, pade, sometimes falls, hase, laughs, nache, dancing, gaya, sings, Jagannatha darshane, by seeing Lord Jagannath in the temple, mahasukha, transcendental happiness, paya, he felt. When Madhendra Puri was overwhelmed in the ecstasy of love of Godhead, he sometimes stood up and sometimes fell to the ground. Sometimes he laughed, danced, and sang. In this way, he enjoyed transcendental bliss by seeing the Jagannath deity. Madhava Puri Sri Pada Aila Loke Haila Khyati Sabaloka Asitanve Kare Bahu Bhakti. Madhavapuri, Sri Madhavendra Puri, Sri Pad, Sanyasi, Aila has come, Loke, among the people, Haila, there was, Khyati, reputation, Sabaloka, all people, Asi, coming, Tanve, unto him, Kare, do, Bahu, much, Bhakti, devotion. When Madhavendra Puri came to Jagannath Puri, people were aware of his transcendental reputation. Therefore, crowds of people came and offered him all sorts of respect and devotion. Pratishthara Swabhava e Jagate Vidita Yena Vanche Tarahaya Vidhata Devnita. Pratishthara, of reputation, Swabhava, the nature, e this Jagate, in the world, Vidita, known, ye, the person who, na vanche, does not desire it, Tara, of him, Haya, it is, Vidhata, Nirmita, created by providence. Translation. Even though one may not like it, reputation as ordained by providence comes to him. Indeed, one's transcendental reputation is known throughout the entire world. Pratisthara bhai puri gela palana Krishna Prem Pratishtha Chale Sange Gadana. Pratishthara bhai, in fear of reputation, Puri, Madhavendra Puri, Gela, went away. Palana, fleeing. Krishna Prem, in love of Krishna. Pratishtha, reputation. Chale, goes. Sange, simultaneously. Gadana, riding down. Being afraid of his reputation, Pratishtha, Madhavendra Puri fled from Vremuna. But the reputation brought by love of Godhead is so sublime that it goes along with the devotee, as if following him. But almost all the conditioned souls within the material world are envious. Jealous people generally turn against one who automatically attains some reputation. This is natural for jealous people. Consequently, when a devotee is fit to receive worldly reputation, he is envied by many people. This is quite natural. When a person out of humility does not desire fame, people generally think him quite humble and consequently give him all kinds of fame. Actually, a Vaishnava does not hanker after fame or a great reputation. Madhavendra Puri, the king of Vaishnavas, bore his reputation, but he wanted to keep himself outside of the vision of the general populace. He wanted to cover his real identity as a great devotee of the Lord. But when people saw him overwhelmed in the ecstasy of love of Godhead, they naturally gave credit to him. Actually, a first-class reputation is due Madhavendra Puri because he was a most confidential devotee of the Lord.
sometimes sahajya is unsincere as being void of desires for reputation, it is sa, in order to become famous as a humble man. Such people cannot actually attain the platform of celebrated Vaishnavas. Yadyapi udvega haila palai temana thakurera chandana sadhana haila bandhana. Yadyapi, although udvega, anxiety, haila, there was, palaite, to go away, mana, the mind, thakurera, of the Lord, chandana, of the sandalwood, sadhana, the collecting, haila, there was, bandhana, bondage. Madhvendra Puri wanted to leave Jagannath Puri because the people were honoring him as a great devotee. However, this threatened to hinder his collecting sandalwood for the Gopal deity. Jagannathera svevaka yatasya teka mahanta sabake kahila puri gopala vritanta. Jagannathera svevaka, the servants of Lord Jagannath, yata all, yateka mahanta, all respectable devotees, sabake, unto everyone, kahila, told, Puri, Madhvendra Puri, Gopala Vritanta, the narration of Gopala. Sri Madhvendra Puri told all the servants of Lord Jagannath and all the great devotees there the story of the appearance of Sri Gopala. Gopala Chandana Mage, Sri Bhaktagana, Gopala Chandana Mage, Sri Bhaktagana, Anande Chandana Lagi, Karila Yatana, Gopala, Lord Gopala Vrindavan, Chandana, Sandalwood, Mahi wants, Sumi, hearing, Bhaktagana, all the devotees, Anande, in great pleasure, Chandana Lagi, for Sandalwood, Karila, made, Yatana, endeavor. When all the devotees at Jagannath Puri heard that Gopala deity wanted sandalwood, in great pleasure, they all endeavored to collect it. Raja Patra Sane Yara Yara Parichaya Pare Maghi Karpura Chandana Karila Sanchaya. Raja Patra, government officers, Sane Yit Yara Yara, whoever Parichaya had acquaintance, Tare Maghi, begging them, Karpura Chandana, camphor and sandalwood, Karila made Sanchaya collection. Those who were acquainted with the government officers met them and begged for camphor and sandalwood, which they collected. It appears that Malayaja Chandana, sandalwood, and camphor were used for the Jagannath deity. The camphor was used in his aratrika, and the sandalwood was used to smear his body. Both these items were under government control. Therefore, the devotees had to meet with the government officials, informing them of all the details. They attained permission to take the sandalwood and camphor outside Jagannath Puri. Eka vipra eka seva chandana vahite puri go sangeera sange dina sambala sahite. Eka vipra, one brahmana, eka sevaka, one servant, chandana, the sandalwood, vahite, to carry, puri go sangeera, Malvendra Puri, sange, with Dila gave Sambhala Sahite with the necessary expenditure. Translation. One Brahman and one servant were given to Madhvendra Puri just to carry the sandalwood. He was also given the necessary traveling expenses. Ghati Dhani Charaite Raja Patram Dware Raja Lekhakari Dila Puri Gosani Akare. Ghati Dhani, come all from the toll collectors, Charaite, to get released. Rajapatra, papers showing governmental sanction, Dware, at the gates, Rajalekha, governmental permission, Kari, showing, Dila, delivered, Puri Gosanira, or Puri Gosani, Madhvendra Puri, Kare, into the hands. To get past the toll collectors along the way, Madhvendra Puri was applied with the necessary release papers from government officers. The papers were placed in his hand. Chalila Madhava Puri Chandana Lana, Chalila Madhava Puri Chandana Lana,
कतभी निर्गम रेमुनाते तरीला जिया चालीला प्रसिद्ध माधवपुरी श्री माधवेन्द्रपुरी चंदन लान लना टेकिंग द सन लोड कतभी ने आफ्टर सम डेज रेमुनेट एट द सेम टेम्पल ऑफ रेमुना तरीला रीच्ड गिया गोइंग In this way, Madhavendrapuri started for Vrindavan with the burden of sandalwood, and after some days, he again reached the village of Vemana and the Gopinath temple there. Gopinath.
Okay, I can continue now.
Okay.
Gopinath Charane Kaila Bahu Namaskara Prema Vasha Nitya Gita Karila Apara Gopinath Charane at the lotus feet of Lord Gopinath Kaila made. Bahu many namaskar obeisances, prema avesh in the ecstasy of love, Nitya Gita, dancing and chanting Karila performed apar unlimitedly. When Madhavendrapuri reached the temple of Gopinath, he offered his respectful obeisances many times at the lotus feet of the Lord. In the ecstasy of love, he began to dance and sing without cessation. Puri dekhi sevaka sab sammana Karila. Chira Prasad Diya Tanre Bhiksha Karaila. Puri Dekhi by seeing Madhavendrapuri Sevaka, the priest or servant, Sabha Sammana, all respects Karila offered Chira Prasad, sweet rice, Prasadam Diya offering Tanre him Bhiksha Karaila, made to eat. When the priest of Gopinath saw Madhavendrapuri again, he offered all respects to him and giving him the sweet rice Prasadam made him eat. Sei Ratra Vyalaya Karila Shayana. Shesharatri Haila Puri Dekhila Swapana. Shesharatri on that night, Deva Alaya in the temple, Karila did Shayana, sleeping Shesharatri at the end of the night. Haile, when it was Puri Madhavendrapuri Dekhila, saw Swapna a dream. Madhavendrapuri took rest that night in the temple, but toward the end of the night, he had another dream. गोपाल अशिया कहे सुने हे माधव करपूर चंदन आमी पहलामा सब गोपाल द डीडी ऑफ गोपाल अशिया कमिंग कहे से सुना हियर हे ओ माधव माधवेंद्रपुरी करपूर चंदन द कैंफर एंड सैंडलवुड आमी आई पहलामा हैव रिसीव्ड सब ऑल Madhavendrapuri dreamed that Gopal had come before him and said, O Madhavendrapuri, I have already received all the sandalwood and camphor. Karpura sahita gasi esa bachandana Gopina thera ange nitya karra lepana Karpura sahita with the camphor gasi grinding esa all this chandana sandalwood Gopina thera of Sri Gopinath ange on the body nitya daily karra do lepana smearing. Now just grind all the sandalwood together with the camphor and then smear the pulp on the body of Gopinath daily until it is finished. Gopinath amara se ekai angahaya inha ke chandana rile abe mora tapashaya. Gopinath, Lord Gopinath, amara, my, say that eka, e, one, anga body, haya, is inha ke unto him chandana delay in offering this chandan habe there will be more my tapa shaya reduction of temperature. There is no difference between my body and Gopinath's body. They are one and the same. Therefore, if you smear the sandal pulp on the body of Gopinath, you naturally also smear it on my body. Thus, the temperature of my body will be reduced. Gopal was situated in Vrindavan, which was far from Remuna. In those days, one had to pass through provinces governed by the Muslims, who sometimes hindered travelers. Considering the trouble of his devotees, Lord Gopal, the greatest well-wisher of his devotees, ordered Madhavendrapuri to smear the sandal pulp on the body of Gopinath, which was non-different from the body of Gopal. In this way, the Lord relieved Madhavendrapuri from trouble and inconvenience. So in our Radha Gopinath temple also, we have Gopinath deity and we have Gopal deity. Both are non-different. Dvidana bhaviya na kariya kichu mane Vishwasa kari chandana deya amar vachane Vida na bhavya, do not hesitate, na kariya, do not do kichu, anything, mane in the mind, vishwasa, kari, believing, the chandana sandalwood they offer, amara vachane, under my order. You should not hesitate to act according to my order. Believing in me, just do what is needed. Etabali gopala gela, gosai jagila, gopina thera, sevaka gane, lakiya anila. Itabali saying this, Gopala, the deity of Gopal Gela, disappeared. Gosani jagila, Madhavendrapuri woke. Awoke. Gopinathera of Lord Gopinath, Sevaka Gane, to the servitors, Dakia calling Anila, brought them. After giving these instructions, Gopala disappeared and Madhavendrapuri awoke. He immediately called for the servants of Gopinath and came before him. Yeah, it's okay. Anyways, like, no, it's okay. Like, anyways, we'll now, like, wind up when we reach 170. Kulabura agna hairaye karpura chandana gopinathera ange mitya kara lepana. Kulabura agna haila, there was an order of the Lord. This karpura, camphor, chandana and sandalwood, gopinathera ange on the body of Gopinath mitya daily kara do lepana smearing. Adhavendrapuri said, smear the body of Gopinath with this camphor and sandalwood I have brought. For Gopal in Vrindavan, do this regularly every day. Inhake chandana dile Gopala haibe sitala svatantra ishvara tanra agna se prabala. Inhake unto Gopinath chandana dile, then sandalwood will be given. Gopal, Lord Gopal in Vrindavan haibe will become sitala, cool. Svatantra ishvara, the most independent supreme personality of Godhead, tanra is. Agnya order say that Prabala powerful. If the sandalwood pulp is smeared over the body of Gopinath, then Gopal will be cooled. After all, the Supreme Personality of God is completely independent. His order is all powerful. Vismakale Gopinatha Paribe Chandana Sunyanandita Haila Seva Keramana. Vismakale in the summer, Gopinath, Lord Gopinath, Paribe will put on Chandana sandalwood pulp. Suni hearing, Anandita, pleased, Haila, became Sevakera of the servants, Mana, the minds. The servants of Gopinath became very pleased to hear that in the summer, all the sandalwood pulp would be used to anoint the body of Gopinath. Puri kahe, e dui ghasi be chandana, arajana dui dehak diva e vetana. Puri kahe, Madhavendrapuri said, e dui, these two assistants, ghasi be, will grind chandana, the sandalwood, ara. Another, Jana Dui, two men, they have applied, Dibba, I shall pay, ye that, Vetana, salary. Manavendipuri said, these two assistants will regularly grind the sandalwood, and you should also get two other people to help. I shall pay their salaries. E Mata Chandana Deya Pratya Gashiya, Paraya Sevaka Sabha Ananda Kariya. E Mata, in this way, Chandana, sandalwood, Deya gives Pratyaha daily, Gasiya, grinding, Paraya, cause to put on Sevaka servants, sub all of it, Ananda pleasure, Kariya feeling. In this way, Gopinathji was supplied ground sandalwood pulp daily. The servants of Gopinath were very pleased with this. Pratyaha Chandana Paraya Yavata Haila Anta Tathaya Rahila Puri Tavata Paryanta. Pratyaha daily, Chandana sandalwood pulp, Paraya smears over the body, Yavat until Haila there was, Anta and Anand, Tathaya, these, Rahila remained, Puri Madhavendra Puri, Tavat that time, Paryanta until. In this way, the sandalwood pulp was smeared over the body of Gopinath until the whole stock was finished. Madhavendra Puri stayed there until that time. Grishmakala ante puna nilachale gela nilachale chaturmasya anande rahila. Grishmakala of the summer season ante at the end puna again nilachale jagannathpuri gela went nilachale in jagannathpuri chaturmasya that 4 months for vows anande in great pleasure rahila remained at the end of summer Madhavendrapuri returned to jagannathpuri where he had remained with great pleasure during the whole period of chaturmasya. The Chaturmas period begins in the month of Ashad, June, July, from the day of Ekadashi called Shayana Ekadashi, in the fortnight of the waxing moon. The period ends in the month of Kartik, October, November, on the Ekadashi day known as Uttana Ekadashi, in the fortnight of the waxing moon. This 4-month period is known as Chaturmasa. Some Vaishnavas also observe it from full moon day of Ashad until the full moon day of Kartik. This is also a period of 4 months. This period calculated by the lunar months is called Chaturmasya, but other also observe Chaturmasya according to solar month from Shravan to Kartik. The whole period, either lunar or solar, takes place during the rainy season. Chaturmasya should be observed by all sections of the population. It does not matter whether one is Grihastha or Sannyasi. The observance is obligatory for all ashrams. The real purpose behind the vow taken during these 4 months is to minimize the quantity of sense gratification. This is not very difficult. In the month of Shravan, one should not eat spinach. In the month of Bhadra, one should not eat yogurt. In the month of Ashwin, one should not drink milk. One should not eat fish or other non-vegetarian food during the month of Kartik. A non-vegetarian diet means fish and meat. Similarly, Masoor Dal and Urad Dal are also considered non-vegetarian. These two dals contain a great amount of protein, and food rich in protein is considered to be non-vegetarian. On the whole, during the four-month period of Chaturmasya, one should practice giving up all food intended for sense enjoyment. Yeah, so Masoor Dal and Urad Dal are also non-vegetarian. Any comments on this?
No problem. No, it's okay.
Yeah. So whatever foods, see, this is now again, we have seen that dosa, then medu vada. So these things are made up of urad dal. Maybe it is also mixed with some other things, but there is still urad dal in that. And then then we have also makhni dal, dal makhni, black dal. It's also made up of urad dal. So these things are there, which are also served in ISKCON and in Govinda's restaurant. So I think if I had read this correctly before, then there was an instance where actually devotees, during Prabhupada's time, when Prabhupada was present, probably they were serving also urad dal. I'm not 100% sure, but maybe I have heard or read this somewhere. So there are many instances like this where Prabhupada says something of high standard in his books or in his conversations, but then practically when Prabhupada is present, he's not like very strictly executing those standards. Another example is that of Lord Ramchandra's appearance. Now, Prabhupada very clearly says in his writings that Ramchandra's appearance, the fasting should be broken, it should be observed like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. It should be broken, when the moon arises. But we see that the fasting is broken at 12 p.m., right? And why it is like this? Because when Prabhupada was there and devotees were observing Ram Navami, that time they had broken the fast at 12 p.m. So, although theoretically Prabhupada has said certain things in his books, but practically he demonstrated something else. So we have to see everything, and that's how we actually come up with certain conclusion. So this is, this obviously is executed, implemented by the GBC, and we have the Shastric Advisory Committee for this. But one thing is there that actually in Krishna consciousness, in especially now, connected to Gaudiya Sampradaya or maybe some other Vaishnava Sampradaya also, we have many fasting days. In the month of February, the first week itself, we had 3 fasting days. And that also Nirjala. We had this Ekadashi, which was Nirjala fasting till noon, because next day was Varadvadashi. And then we had the appearance of Advaita Acharya also, also fasting till noon. And then Nityananda Tridashi was also there. This is also appear, you know, fasting till noon. And then, of course, Ekadashis are there. And then we have the appearance, disappearances of Acharyas, especially till Bhaktivinoda Thakur, from Prabhupada till Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So, and then obviously we have many other appearances, disappearances of Acharyas, Goswamis like that. And then we have appearances and appearances of the Supreme Lord and His energies. So that time also we fast. So, I mean, personally speaking, you know, when we are also trying to preach Krishna consciousness, outsiders are also seeing, they are noticing, observing these things, and they also get bewildered sometimes that why devotees, they are fasting too much. You know, every now and then, whenever, every month they are fasting for something. So then, unnecessarily, it can actually interfere with our preaching. And at the same time, Prabhupada writes in one letter to one disciple that, one should not fast unnecessarily, because the body has a particular requirement. And if our devotee is fasting unnecessarily, like, you know, for example, there are certain days where it is not recommended to fast, or it is not, like, I mean, we don't have to fast in certain days, certain occasions. But devotee still, you know, like, for example, Chaturmasa is one of the thing, and then Shivaratri is also one of the thing where we don't have to fast necessarily. But devotees, they observe fasting. So such kind of fastings will also lead to some kind of natural disorder. And that is the reason Prabhupada says that one should not unnecessarily fast, because that will create problem for the body. Right? So if we see everything, then we actually understand that we have to seek the guidance of Guru Sadhu Shastra in certain cases like this. And then we actually come to some conclusion. Right? So this is actually very important. In fact, I will tell you one thing, that Narasimha Chaturdasi, so that it is generally the fast has to be broken at the time of dusk. Okay. And it should be broken with Ekadashi Prasad. That's the normal standard when, you know. But we see that, you know, in Chopadi temple, they break with a regular prasadam, regular feast prasadam. And in Jhu temple and maybe in some other temples, they are breaking with Ekadashi Prasadam. So one time I asked Damodar Prabhu, you know, who is our kitchen department head. So I asked him that, you know, why it is like this in Chopati. He said that normally when we are breaking the fast, the next day has to be feasting. So when we break the fast for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, next day we have Jagannath Mishra feast festival. But Narasimhadev Chaturdasi, next day we don't observe that feast festival. And that is the reason we break with regular prasad. So this is one type of, standard that they are following. But see, very interesting is that it is an intention of the Shastra that if a guru orders the disciples to break the fast, then the disciples can break the fast. So it is the guru who actually sets the standard and who also decides when the fast has to be broken. So there are many things, you know, the Shastra will say many, many things, but then we have to adjust all these things together. And then we have to come to some conclusion. So that is the reason, even if we are breaking the fast on Ram Navami or at 12 p.m. with the regular prasadam, or, you know, still, that's, you know, because if it is coming from Guru Parampara, it is bona fide. There is no fault in that. And even if you are serving a regular prasadam at the end of Narasimha Chaturdasi, still it is bona fide. Because, you know, the Guru at different places, the Guru can give different instructions. So these are intentions of Shastra, which one has to understand through by the guidance of Guru Sadhu Shastra. Okay, so any comment or question?
Okay.
Okay, so we'll go through the last verse. Shri Mukhe Madhava Purira Amrita Charita Bhakta Gane Sunana Prabhu Kare Aswadita. Shri Mukhe from the mouth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Madhava Purira of Madhavendra Puri, Amrit Charita, Nectarian Characteristics, Bhakta Gane, the devotees, Sunana, making here, Prabhu the Lord, Kare, does, Aswadita, released. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally praised the Nectarian Characteristics of Madhavendra Puri, and while he related all this to the devotees, he personally released it. Yeah, one more thing I forgot to mention is that, yeah, I think somewhere Prabhupada also mentions that if a devotee, because you know the only source of protein, you know, which is also necessary for the body, if the only source is milk or maybe some other things, and if a devotee has less content of protein, and so, you know, to be healthy, if they have to take high protein food, then they can take that. I think this is what I have heard or read somewhere. So, you know, again, this is also mentioned by Prabhupada. Yeah, and then obviously we have soya also, soya, and then peanuts also, you know, they have paneer also has high amount of protein. But we see that paneer is like very frequently used, you know, in the feasts. So, okay, anyways. So any final question, comment? Okay,
no problem.
All right, so thank you, devotees, for joining. Hare Krishna.
And thank you very much, Hare Krishna. Could you also help?
Huh?
Aapka wo health ke se, you are having that rash issue, na?
How yeah, so today only I went to the skin doctor. So she has suggested me some remedy. So I have applied it. Let's see. I hope that at least I get some sound sleep today.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, take care. I think it's very late also. You should sleep now.
Thank you so much, Rudy. So you both can pray that my health is recovered faster.
Yes, of course. Surely.
Okay, surely. Thank you. Thank you. Dhanam Hare Krishna.
Your Dhanam Hare Krishna.